The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
I think Irish people were especially sad to hear about the death of actor Ray Liotta this week, because it is a scientific fact that if you ask anyone Irish their top five films, Goodfellas is going to be in there. So Irish Times film critic and writer Tara Brady is on the line now from Cannes. Good afternoon, Tara.
Good afternoon.
So, Tara, was there sadness among the film people at Cannes at the news of Ray Liotta's death?
Well, a little bit, but Cannes is such a kind of blitzkrieg of things that it's very hard to keep your concentration going, because there's just, you know, you're watching five movies a day, there's red carpets, there's all kinds of like hoopla all the time. So it's, you're constantly running down the street after something shiny.
Yeah, and what you're saying in a polite way is they're all thinking about themselves, all those movie people in Cannes. They don't care about Ray Liotta. That's just another guy out of the way that they might get a part. You were speaking to Ray Liotta quite recently, weren't you?
Yeah, I spoke to him very recently, in fact, for The Many Saints of Newark, which is the sequel, of course, to the movie sequel to The Sopranos from David Chase. And he's absolutely remarkable in that. As you probably remember, he plays two roles. One is this very zen character who's in jail for murder and who's had time to think about himself, and the other is a complete psychopath. So it was a really amazing showcase for his work, and he was in the kind of awards conversation, to use the dread phrase they always use about these things. But that's certainly not the first or last time he's been in the awards conversation in his career. He's one of those guys who's every couple of years kind of resurfaces with some sort of amazing turn in something.
But I suppose there is a sense about him, though, that his career did not reach the potential that it could have. Like, for example, you say about him being in The Many Saints of Newark, he was actually approached to play Tony Soprano, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And turned it down.
Yeah, he turned it down. I was lucky enough to meet him twice. I met him for the first time in London in 2007, and he was speaking at that point about being incredibly grateful for his career, because like, he was a very, very prolific actor. And I suppose when you're a prolific actor, they're not all going to be gems. And then you have the other problem, which is when you've been in a film that's so big, as big as Goodfellas, it's very, very hard to get away from that part. And it's a part that kind of chased him over the years. And he ended up doing, partly as well, because he ended up trying to do something different, and he ended up in sort of romantic comedies like Carina Carina with Whoopi Goldberg in the years immediately after Goodfellas, so he wouldn't get typecast. But in another sense, he had to kind of learn to have fun with it, and he did turn up and do versions of it in, I suppose, B-Movie is the most famous one, where he plays himself, but also things like SpongeBob SquarePants, he turns up as a version of himself, and Phineas and Ferb. So he did make his kind of peace with it and learn to love being typecast in some way.
Why do you think Goodfellas is such a kind of an enduring classic?
Oh, well, there's so many reasons. I mean, it's one of those films that's a perfect storm. Like, every edit in it is perfect. The use of music is perfect. But it, you know, it has this just brilliant, epic story. I mean, but even individual sequences, like, for example, the restaurant sequence, that famous one where Scorsese had to move all the extras from outside inside and sit them at the table. It's just such a sweep to it and movement. And then, like, that sort of frenzied pace that you get to when Henry Hill is paranoid towards the end, and really Otto's so good at that, at the point where he's, like, kind of out of his mind on drugs and suspecting that everybody's out to get him, because, of course, they are.
Yeah. But then, as you say, you would have thought that's the beginning of like a really stellar career. But even it has been remarked that Scorsese often worked with the same kind of ensemble, but Ray Liotta never worked with him again after that.
Yeah, I do think there's a couple of things. I think around the time of Marriage Story, for example, which was a big Oscar contender, and at that point he was again in the awards conversation because he was playing Adam Driver's really slick divorce lawyer. But I remember at that point there were people going, oh, it's a comeback role for Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
And thinking that that wasn't really true, because every couple of years there's been a film where it's It could be something like the Place Beyond the Pines, which was just really, really critically adored, or Youth in Revolt. And if you go over his actual career, okay, there might be three here in a row that weren't great, but there's always this one that where he's there and he's absolutely amazing in it, and it's a great film. So there is actually really, Narc is another one, but there's a really good body of work there. And there's some work in there that's, they're not the most memorable films ever made, but I would argue he's someone who's consistently had hits and consistently done good work, even, and he's always been good even in films that aren't very good.
And I thought a lot of the tributes, people mentioned kind of complicated, sensitive. Did you find him like that? Was he a bit like that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Sometimes you very often meet actors and you go, well, they're nothing like I expected. But Ray Liotta is probably the most extreme example of that I can think of, because I thought I'd kind of heard, he's very sensitive, and you also have a feeling because, from the very beginning of his film career, and bear in mind, his film career started with an absolute blaze because he was in Something Wild, which was a huge film, kind of broke Melanie Griffith into the kind of mainstream. It played here in Cannes, in fact, and it was a huge movie, and he was absolutely brilliant in it. And again, he was that kind of really intense guy, and you sort of had that idea of him being this really intense guy, and he wasn't at all like that. I found him a very kind of gentle in person, but I also found him, very down to earth, very blue collar. He was a very, very proud New Jersey guy. All of his friends, he had all the same friends from school. He still hung around with the same four guys for 60 years. He did stuff with them all the time whenever he wasn't making movies. So he wasn't at all like that kind of intense individual. And the other thing, he was very, very open and very honest. And of course, there is kind of a sad story there, because he had an Irish mother who gave him up for adoption, and he was raised by raised in New Jersey by a very nice couple and in a very nice family. And he went and tracked down his birth mother in 1987, and then he didn't meet her until years later and made his peace with that. But the fact that he was always open about these things and was able to tell you the whole story and go over those, there was definitely an openness about him, which you mightn't have expected if you just knew him from Goodfellas.
Yeah. Tara, briefly before you go, am I right in thinking that one of the films that is in the can is Cocaine Bear, and it was made in Ireland?
Oh, Cocaine Bear is not in the can lineup. It's out in, I don't think it's quite ready yet.
I meant in the can, in the film sense, not in can. In the can.
Oh, sorry, in the can. Filmed, well, yes. You can see my confusion. Sorry.
Yes,
but no,
of course.
There's actually at least three or four films in the can. But Cocaine Bear was shot in Ireland indeed. It's the story of a bear that uncovers a lot, goes on a big rampage after he accidentally ingests a big amount of cocaine.
So it does what it says in the tin, Cocaine Bear. Okay. So,
yeah, exactly.
And we can look
directed
out for...
directed by Elizabeth Banks. So that should... I mean, he was very... I spoke to him about that film before he died, and he did say he was really proud of it and that the studio was getting behind it, and he did think it was going to be a big hit. So,
all right, we look forward to that, and
nice
to spotting locations we know in it. Tara Brady from the Irish Times, thank you very much for that.
Thank you.